At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about a viral clip from Lila Rose, which I think exemplifies the marriage crisis going on in the country, especially as, you know, these are the women that are, you know, on the conservative side of things, but they're like raging feminist. So this is a very interesting clip that just has so much going on in it because it's like deliberately spliced. And I guess it tries to make everything in context, but it's not my job to make the clips in context because she published this clip on her own. So Lila Rose is a pro-life activist. She's been around for quite some time. Her rise to fame was kind of doing like a Project Veritas thing with abortion clinics. And she would pretend to be much younger than she was and pregnant, trying to seek. And basically, she would claim something illegal happened that they would then fail to report to the police. And that is her rise to claim in the pro-life movement or pro-life industry. Now, I'm not saying that this accomplished nothing, but I will say the pro-life movement didn't really accomplish anything until maybe, you know, 10 to 12 years ago, to be fair, because making these places look bad, you know, Planned Parenthood look bad, isn't really an accomplishment. Passing legislation is an accomplishment. So anyway, maybe she changed the public tide in her favor a little bit, but even though I had never heard of these incidences, but nevertheless, she became famous for that, founded Live Action, and she's still around, but she's also a pro-life feminist. And this comes up on the issue of whether women should be held accountable for procuring an abortion. And she lost a debate alongside Kristen Hawkins to the streamer Destiny over this issue because she did not believe that women should be punished for getting an abortion, even though they're the ones most morally culpable and the ones who most actively do it because, you know, we're approaching over 2/3 of abortions are taken via pill right now. So obviously it's not really the doctor that's doing it. So in any case, she represents pro-life feminism rather than, you know, a Christian pro-life stance, you know. So, and the difference is, you know, the Christians believe that abortion is actually murder and the pro-life feminists just believe that it is messy. So that's the difference. And this is a clip from, we'll get to a clip from Lila Rose that exemplifies the marriage crisis. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at Evangelical Dark Web's Patreon-like system. We also have a free newsletter that gives you Christian news in your inbox each and every day. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the podcast or channel if you are new. So let's go ahead and play this clip.
Can we all talk about Father Mike Schmitz?
I showed him to a girlfriend who's not Catholic and she's like, when's mass?
What about the man needing sex? That's just a cultural narrative that basically says men are like animals and they have to be able to do this sexual thing. Otherwise, they're going to go crazy. And the reality is there's whole vocations that are celibate. And these are virile men, men's men. Some of the most masculine men I know are priests. We need food. We need air to breathe. We don't need sex.
It's a gift
of coming together. And it's designed to bring life into the world.
I think the sexiest thing about a guy is like their self-control. And my husband has amazing self-control.
So after baby number 4, when we started practicing NFP, it was like we couldn't do it sometimes when we wanted to. And that kind of made things a little steamier, like not gonna lie. It's hard on him too, don't get me wrong. People will say, well, oh, do you just do other things for your husband?
So that's the clip, and she thought that that was a banger, but it's absolutely cringe. And I'd say, where do I even begin with breaking this down? And I forgot to do a cringe warning. That's on me. But let's start with number 1, ogling male priests. That's like right out of the gate. They're ogling male priests. You know, I actually have them to write down notes for this because I don't want to miss all that's going on in that 47-second clip. Ogling male priest. So it's always wonderful to hear your wife talk about another man being super attractive. I also hate the term girlfriend, referring to a girl's friend that's also a girl. I think that needs to go by the wayside just because, you know, of lesbianism. That practice should probably go away. So anyway, that's just my younger take. I know that older generations are definitely different about that, but still, anyway, term doesn't strike me right. So you're ogling male priests, and that's just, yeah, I'm sure their husbands would love to hear about that. And then the second point is that they say that men do not need sex. And this is probably the biggest issue, I think, because first of all, they're talking about within the confines of marriage. They're not actually talking about, and then they're comparing the confines of marriage to these people who have chosen a celibate lifestyle, which is not required by the Bible. You know, the fourth thing I wanted to say was that, you know, celibate priest is not necessarily a biblical prescription. And yeah, I would stand by that. That's a difference between Protestants and Catholics. And that was a somewhat very early distinction that Protestants make, is that, yeah, there's nothing in the Bible that forbids elders of the church from marrying. And, you know, Luther got married. So, and the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, did allow priests to get married for hundreds of years. I believe that it was somewhere in the 9th century that changed, but we're talking somewhere between the 7th and 9th century or something like that, where that changed. And I think the primary reason that changed was because of money, which not exactly a good biblical reason on the Catholic Church's part, but that's just the historical reality of it. And getting back to the whole not needing sex thing, first of all, you know, God created marriage, he created sex, and sex is necessary for procreation, especially within the confines of the Roman Catholic Church, which does not agree with practices like IVF. So yes, they obviously believe in that sex is necessary in the Catholic Church. And God commanded mankind to be fruitful and multiply and to fill the earth. There's also another verse that I'll get to in a second. But to say that men do not need sex, and, you know, to do that truism argument about, oh, it's not like water, is such a bad argument. I'll get to this tweet that was in response by Josiah Patton kind of sums it up. God, do not deprive one another because you lack self-control. That's, take from 1 Corinthians 7:5. And then Lila Rose, deprive one another because you really don't need sex, 1 Opinions 7:5. So, yeah, I do think that is kind of what's going on there. As long, you know, I posted the SpongeBob meme is, you know, feminist wives, men don't need sex, and then honest husbands do the SpongeBob, like the third episode of SpongeBob, I need it. Because, you know, sponges need water. So that is me comparing sex to water with that meme. But nevertheless, the male sex drive needs that in most cases, especially in the confines of a marriage.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To have a sexless marriage just invites all sorts of trouble. I can't think of, as far as wanting to attack marriage goes, if Satan can get all the love to just come to a halt, the love train to come to the halt, but not at the station, I think that would do a lot of damage to a marriage, and it kind of creates a sexual idleness, and idleness leads to sin. Idleness leads to sin. I read the story of David and Bathsheba today, And my reading of that, you know, my commentary on that was David was idle, and that led him to sin. And that's, you know, and also led Bathsheba to sin. Because again, husband's off at war. So, and yes, I maintain that Bathsheba was morally culpable because she sent messengers to David to confide with him the pregnancy, and she was definitely going to play along with conspiracy to lie about Uriah and that the kid would be his. So she was going to play along with that as far as we can tell in scripture. So anyway, going back to the idea that men don't need sex, and like, this is just a giant advertisement for the marriage crisis and turning men off of marriage. And that is what this messaging is. And, you know, people like Mark Driscoll have probably gone maybe too far in the other direction of trying to be too sex positive. But there is something about Catholic influencers who say ridiculous things about marriage and sex and stuff like that. This is Lila Rose saying that men don't need sex within a marriage. And then you also have that one guy that was saying that, you know, men and husbands and wives shouldn't sleep in the same bed, calling that gay. Yeah, I'm not sure I can get down with that one. And let's talk about Lila Rose for a second, because she is the marriage crisis to a T. First of all, she's married, and she got married at like age 30, and she did not take her husband's last name, at least not publicly, which does not make the situation any better if she took it legally but not publicly. That does not make the situation any better. The fact that she did not take her husband's last name screams feminist every single time. Every single time. I don't care if you're Hispanic and you want to do the hyphenated thing. No, that's nope, not cool. Not cool at all. Lila Rose is not, so no, not even excusable. Not even understandable. She did not take her husband's last name, and yeah, that's an issue. I think that's it. Screams feminist. And then she says that men don't need sex. So that just screams feminist. And then we have the last part of that video where the other lady is saying, we try not to have sex during ovulation, which is, by the way, when a woman's body wants sex the most is during ovulation. That's just biology. And then she says that it's steamy. I can guarantee you, your husband does not think that is steamy. That is just not how a man's mind works. That's something that women would say to convince themselves that a situation is sexier than it actually is. There's no way a man finds it steamy to not do it during ovulation to wait afterwards. That's not how men work, but these are women telling men what they need. But if the roles were reversed, which is an argument that I hate, but it is sometimes fun as a thought exercise. If the roles were reversed, you know, we could say that women don't need validation, that women don't need attention, that women don't need to have deep, meaningful conversations with their husbands, because it's not like it's water, it's not like it's food, it's not like it's shelter, it's not like it's oxygen in the air. Like, this is not good advice for a marriage. There's a time and a place where people should within a marriage should abstain from the intercourse, you know, to devote themselves to prayer for a time. You know, it's sort of like fasting. There's a time for that. But that is not what they're talking about. They're talking about how much it's sexier that this priest can, you know, not have sex. So this is a very cringe clip, and there's just so much going on here, and she got ratioed on social media for this, and good thing. Women like her give people like grifters like Pearl Davis just absolute cannon fodder. And I want to finish by reading this thing by Joshua Lippincott, and I think he has a good take here. A piece of advice for any single religious men in my audience: do not marry a woman who behaves like these two. And again, huge red flags just going off. Last week it was very controversial between the born again virgin versus the haughty virgin in the church. And, you know, that debate raged on, and these women, they're like, you might be better off going with the field than hitching and yoking yourself to women like these. And he says you would be better off marrying one of these TikTok sorority girls than a trad wife who publicly talks about how steamy natural family planning is, which is just a fancy way of saying not having sex during ovulation, and how hot she finds celibacy of the local priest. Life with women like this means spiritual cuckoldry and emotional terrorism armed with fanaticism. She will never allow you to be the head of your household. She will not respect you, and she will not love you. A truly kind woman with a good heart doesn't act like these two shrieks. Do not be fooled by modest dress and outward signs of pharisaical piety. You must look into the heart. There is the truth. And that is a banger take. Because that was scary. Like, that's got to be miserable. Because they are definitely wearing the pants in the relationship. And by the way, it's not even public what Lila Rose's husband's last name is. That's how weird that her personal life is. Because usually, okay, yeah, she's married to this guy, whatever. But it's like, oh, she's just married to Joe. It's just weird. It's like, what's Joe's last name? Rose? Did he take her last name? But either way, because she didn't take his last name. And again, screams feminist. And yeah, there is a proverb about, better not to be married than to be married to a quarrelsome woman, or living with a quarrelsome woman. And of course, Proverbs 5:19 is all about what men want and need. So, and what is a blessing from God. So there's a lot going on here, a lot of cringe, a lot of feminism, and fortunately, I'll end by saying this hot take. One of the reasons why the pro-life movement has underperformed is because it's been run by feminists. And that is why, post the overturn of Roe v. Wade, the pro-life movement has struggled because the leadership was not equipped for a fight. So those are my closing thoughts, and Lila Rose is part of that leadership. Kristen Hawkins is part of that leadership. Brent Leatherwood was part of that leadership. So that's my take for today. Have a blessed day. Stay based, Crisis King. We will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.